NHS only coping by scrapping pro-market reforms. A statement from Hancock is a miserable attempt to avoid responsibility for the PPE crisis. He contradicts himself by saying the government entered into this crisis with a stockpile designed to respond to a pandemic outbreak of influenza to accommodate 226 NHS trusts, but we are now providing supplies to 58,000 different providers. As if COVID-19 has surprised everyone by not limiting itself to the nation's acute hospitals. Hancock and his government have left social care to rot for years. Fragmented into 58,000 providers, most motivated by profit, this crisis has exposed just how broken the system is, and the need for public ownership and planning. Hancock also tries to avoid responsibility by saying we went into this crisis without a large-scale domestic PPE manufacturing industry. Of course this is correct, but that's a direct result of the transfer of Britain's manufacturing base overseas to low-wage economies by successive governments including his. The crisis we face would be even greater if Johnson and Hancock had got their way and further privatized the NHS, as they have both advocated in the not-too-distant past. As it is, the NHS has shown remarkable resilience in facing up to the enormous challenges posed by the pandemic. The fact that it has managed so far is only due to the reforms of the last NHS reorganization in 2012 being thrown out the door. Central planning and joint working between trusts have replaced internal competition. The purchaser/provider split no longer exists. The government has been forced to announce that trusts' debts have been cleared. At a local level, our chief executive has sent an all-user email saying the PPE situation is getting perilous and urgent supplies are being sought. But where from? The hospital staff are bracing themselves for peak COVID-19 patients coming through the doors over the next week or so. It's an absolute scandal that these heroic efforts are being hampered by shortages of the tools needed to do what is already a dangerous and difficult job. An NHS porter